Hello everyone, and welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 350 for February 25th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. Before we get into housekeeping this week, first I want to give a shout out to V Friends for sending me this hoodie. Got the adventurous astronaut here. So shout out to V Friends. Thank you very much. Love it. Very comfortable. But yeah, I just have one thing for housekeeping this week, and that is we have another giveaway launching. We always typically do giveaways every single month at DisneyPinsBlog.com. But this one is very exciting. I'm actually going to have a separate video on it because it is sponsored by Figpin. They are giving away an entire case of Inside Out 2 Artist Proof Mystery Pins, as well as two Encanto Artist Proof Pins. So there's going to be an unboxing video going up on the YouTube channel soon. But the giveaway is going to run for about a week. That should go live sometime tomorrow or the next day. So keep an eye out for that. All right, now onto the pin news. First, we want to start off with our sales at DPB Store. Last week, we had a new exclusive featuring Pinocchio 85th Anniversary. This one is a larger pin coming in at 3 inches size, features the Blue Fairy with a nice wooden etched frame. It has translucent fill for the background and glitter embellishments on the Blue Fairy dress. Special edition of just 300, and the price is $25. Also at DPB Store, we had two new Artland pin releases, also featuring Pinocchio. And I think these are still available at the time of this recording. There's a new Pinocchio Reunited pin, 3 inches in size. It's a circular pin with a gold frame that is limited edition of 200. And then there's also a very unique Figaro pin. It's called Figaro's Playtime, and he's hopping in the fishbowl, Cleo's fishbowl, which is acrylic at the bottom. It is see-through, and then Figaro is actually printed on the back of the pin. Very unique design, and that is about 3 inches in size. Limited edition of 250. Next up is Box Lunch. They had a few new pin releases this past week. First one features Roxanne from A Goofy Movie. It's actually a hinge pin featuring Roxanne's notebook, and then on the inside features Max. The price is $14.90, and it's actually available for pre-order. That's expected to ship next month in March. Next at Box Lunch was a new blind box pin set featuring Disney sidekicks with a floral design. These are $10.90 each, featuring various characters like Miko, Pascal, Little Brother, Dinah, Pua, and more. Then there is a new Evil Queen sliding pin from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a double sliding feature. You can slide the curtains out, and that reveals Evil Queen on the inside. The price of that one is $14.90. And then lastly, at Box Lunch was a new Remy Ratatouille pin, Chef Remy. Price of that one is $9.90. Next up is Disney Store Online. They released the first quarterly pin in the Fairy Tale Moments collection. So this series is exclusive to Walt Disney World in Florida, but there are four, I guess you'd call them chaser pins, releasing every single quarter. And the first one features Steamboat Willie. I'm not sure if this is going to reappear online, but it did sell out really quickly. It's limited edition of $22.50, and the price is $22.99. But yeah, I'll just keep checking Disney Store. It might pop back up because that did sell out extremely fast. And then the second release at Disney Store was the first set in the Celebrating Disney Pins 25 Years collection, which this is the first out of a four-pin series. Comes in a box. You have Goofy on one pin, Chip and Dell on the center pin, and then Donald Duck on the third pin. Limited edition of 900, and the price is $49.99. This is another one that popped up on Disney Store whenever I did the blog post. It said sold out, but then like 30 minutes later, it was available. So not sure what was going on there. Next, we'll head overseas. First is Derwin Collectibles. They haven't had a new exclusive pin release since the Balcony series, but they are back with a Lion King series. For those of you that don't know, Derwin Collectibles is located in the Netherlands, but they do ship, I believe, worldwide, at least to the United States. They have a new Lion King series. There are three pins in total. First pin features Scar with the hyenas. Then there's a Nala and Zazu pin, and then a young Simba with Timon and Pumbaa. Those are limited edition of 300, and the price is $42 each. Next, we'll head over to Shanghai Disney Resort. They had a new series called Let's Learn with Duffy and Friends. There was a single pin and then a few pin sets, as well as a mystery pin set. The single pin features Gelatoni and Lena Belle. Then you have three pin sets featuring Duffy Bear, Shelly Mae, Gelatoni, Stella Lou, Cookie Ann, Olu Mel, and Lena Belle. And then there was also the Let's Learn with Duffy and Friends mystery pin set. 8 pins in total there. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks in America. There were only 3 pin releases this week. So first we'll start off with Walt Disney World and their exclusive. And yeah, it was probably the hottest pin release of the year. Actually, the hottest pin release I've seen in a very, very long time. I went to Animal Kingdom this morning, right at Rope Drop at 8 a.m. And the line was already really long, and I believe it sold out within like 30 minutes or so. It is the second pin in the Dining with Disney collection. This pin was so hot because it features Pizza Rizzo, which that restaurant is closing at Hollywood Studios. Pin is limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $22.99. I did hear it sold out rather quickly at the other parks as well, and I believe some of the resorts had it, and it sold out quickly there too. So not sure if it'll pop back up later this week. Sometimes they do hold a little bit of inventory, but we'll see. I'm pretty sure this one's gone. And then next, we'll head over to Disneyland. They had one exclusive as well, and it is the 14th pin in the It's Showtime Posters collection, which this was a shared collection last year at Disney Parks. But this year there's only 3, and they're Disneyland exclusives. It features Rapunzel, limited edition of 1500, and the price is $19.99. And then lastly was the shared pin release on both coasts, which features Stitch for St. Patrick's Day 2025. It has a slider element on it with glitter embellishments. He's popping out of the pot of gold in his St. Patrick's Day outfit. Limited release, and the price is $19.99. Those 3 I just mentioned released on Tuesday, February 25th. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 350 of the DPB Podcast, your February 2025 Week 4 Disney Pin News. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. And also one last thing, I will not have a podcast episode next week. I do have some travel, so I won't be able to record and edit an episode. But be sure to stay tuned to DisneyPinsBug.com for all the pin news. Have a great rest of your week. See ya.